Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Earl, first off, we the people. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Okay. First off, we the people collectively are the government, and we must never forget that ultimately. And Republicans are the pro-death party. It's just really, really quite amazing. We have something that's called the commons. That's something that we're all supposed to share together. That being, as an example, why we have a police force or a police station. That's why we have a fire station. So if one house starts to burn, the other houses next to it don't burn. It's the same reason why we have infrastructure with water. It's something that we all share. It's called a natural monopoly. Actually, oil is the same way. It's something that is under the ground. Nobody should be owning this except for we, the people. And for some reason, once again, I tell you, I go back to the nursery rhymes, actually, Earl, and I go back to like the Three Little Pigs, where it talks about, the big bad wolf went and blew the house down, and because there was no infrastructure, there were reasons for those nursery rhymes way back when, and the little boy who cried wolf, and all those different things, because infrastructure needs to be solid when you build a house, when you build a water foundation. There must be something in this lead water that the politicians or the corporations think that they can make money off of by selling the bottled water instead and taking the good water so they can make a profit off of it. Everything the Republicans and everything the people that are bought off follow the money. Anything that's being going done, they want to make a profit off of it. And they should not be making a profit off of something that we, the people, actually should be owning. It is our infrastructure. It is our tax dollars that paid for those things. And I wish people would, stop thinking, oh, it's your responsibility. Well, you know what? If the one person goes and changes his pipes, his lead pipes, it doesn't mean it's not going to seep through to the next house.
So Tom, listen to this.
It's something we all share.
So Tom, here's what's so insidious about it, even when they begin to change the pipes. Once they start, going underground and removing the pipes, there's all these particles that are loose and moving around. Right. And so for the person who can get their pipes removed, that's great. But by disturbing that pipe, all of that stuff that's moving around goes to the homes of the people who can't afford to remove the pipes.
Nor should they have to remove the pipes.
And it intensifies the lead that those people are going to be drinking, ingesting.
Nor should they have to remove the pipes. That's part of we the people paying our taxes instead of putting it towards $50 billion for a microchip or putting it towards the military-industrial complex. I mean, cripe, we're one big bomb and we're all done anyway. So why we put so much emphasis into security is unbelievable to me. I'd rather have security every single day. I'd rather have my water tasting good, my air being pure. I'd rather, you know, be able to live day by day rather than just one big bomb that's going to take us all out anyway. And trying to stop that. It's just absolutely insanity to me. And these people that say, oh, well, I went and did it myself. No, you did not. Nobody has done anything themselves. You paid your taxes. When you pay your taxes, you expect to get some type of return on investment. I am not paying my taxes so the military can have another war. I am not paying my taxes so the military industrial complex at Northrop Grumman can actually make more money.
Well, so,
I am so sick of it.
So Tom, I would agree with you, and many of us, as you always state, that we the people are the government, until we the people actually understand that and are able to push that dynamic and are able to demand from the people that we put in office, be they Democrat or Republican, then we the people is just a slogan.
Well, you know, I got to tell you this too, Earl. I did not know until I started listening to Tom Hartman 20 years ago and Randy Rhodes. I did not know the difference between private and public. And I bet you ask people that call up on the show, your listeners are a little more intelligent, so they might know it. But I bet you they don't know the difference between private and public. And that's one concept that we should all know, because private just means that they're out for profit. It's a business that's trying to make money. And public means that it's not for profit. And it's supposed to be for we the people in terms of the return on investment that we get as a society. I wish people would start learning that term between private and public and stop giving all of their tax dollars to the corporations that are going to go and charge them again when they try to sell them the product. So first they pay the taxes, so they build the infrastructure. And then after they build the infrastructure through the taxes, just like pharmaceutical companies, then all of a sudden we get double charged on it, because now we have to pay for it because it's in the hands of the private corporation rather than being in the hands of we the people and the public. So people, look up, please, learn, educate yourself about the difference between private and public, and decide what it is you want to spend your money.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call as always, my friend. I really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, Tom is, you know, we can no longer not be engaged. One of the reasons why we wind up in the situation we're in, and I always say Democrat or Republican, is we are not engaged. And we can't afford not to be engaged today. The times warrant that. So, got to wake up. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. And I said, brother.